All right, you're here for pre-marriage counseling, or to talk about pre-marriage counseling. You tell me this: what do you wish you would have known before you got married? Sex. Now you know after all these years. Give me some ideas of what you wish you would have known before you got married, and I'll kind of wrap that into pre-marriage counseling issues as well. How to set up a working budget, okay? Why is it so hard to set up a working budget to make it work, okay? And what is it going to take to learn about timing? What is it going to take to learn about timing? I'm going to drive somewhere. I'm going to probably drive most of your answers back to a particular big picture thing here. But what does it take to begin to know about timing? Testing? What? Like some kind of psychological test? What do you mean? Or as you learn about your partner and what is most helpful to that person, then you begin to learn about timing and all of that. There are some just technical things we need to learn about budget, how to do it and how to make it work. But what's so difficult about getting together and making a budget? You and your wife have different priorities sometimes. You don't think the same. You want to go spend money on fishing, and she wants to go spend money on dresses or shopping or whatever. Whatever the different priorities are, okay? So if you're able to communicate about priorities and end up on the same page, how hard is it to ultimately go and get some help together in knowing how to make a budget work if you're on the same page? Okay, so that is learning about your spouse and learning how to work with one another's strengths and weaknesses and their values. Yeah. How to communicate effectively, absolutely. That's a common answer, yes. You didn't realize it was hard work. No. The honeymoon was over, like after the wedding, right? I don't know about you, I had struggles on my honeymoon. It doesn't just wait till the honeymoon is over. There was even struggles on my honeymoon. Absolutely. Right over here. How to fight and win? I don't know if I would capture it in that language, all right? how to get together on the same page and begin to help one another be like Christ. I'm going to show you that in just a little bit as well. Correct. When you're on different pages, value system and how to parent, then that's when it begins to the conflict. You may not know all the skills and all that kind of stuff to parent, but the problem becomes when husband and wife are not on the same page. The dad is a strict disciplinarian. The mom wants to give the child everything. You know, what do you do? Now, all of your answers are, here's, when I'm thinking through my pre-marriage counseling, let me give you, this is not on your notes. This is a little extra free. You can, I don't know if you want this or not, but you can be the judge of this. This year at Faith, it has been an amazing year. This is the heaviest year of weddings we have ever had. So far, we have 15 lined up. 15 weddings. I've got 6 couples right now that I'm shepherding toward weddings. I'm a little overwhelmed with all this. I've done like 35 weddings in my short career here at Faith Baptist Church, and primarily I'm the college minister. So I'm not speaking to you as an expert on any of this, but I have done a significant amount. So I'll speak to you from what the Lord has granted me and my knowledge. And if that helps you, praise the Lord. If it doesn't, you can help me. But we'll speak from that regard. But here is what I end up looking for in a couple. There's tons of ways to do pre-marriage counseling, but I'm going to give you one statement here. And this is what I tend to look for as I examine all that I have done over the course of the years. This is a sentence like, I look for evidence. You can write this down or not. Evidence that both are using each other's strengths and weaknesses to help one another be more like Christ in the boundaries of marriage. This is not profound. I didn't mean it to be. But there's a lot in this that you... This statement begins to drive me in what I'm looking for before I say, I will marry you, and before they say, I do. Evidence that both are using each other's strengths and weaknesses to help one another be more like Christ in the boundaries of marriage and the roles of marriage that each share. If that is my goal, what must I know? Now, regardless of which materials I'm using, whatever I'm doing, if that is kind of my goal, what must I know about the couple? Or what must I help them even know about each other? Strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes you get a couple, though, and I ask them this question, what do you know about Johnny in regard to his weaknesses? Well, I'm not really sure. He seems to be a great guy, and he encourages me all the time. I don't really know much. He doesn't struggle with much. When you hear something like that, he doesn't struggle with much, what do you think? She doesn't know him, but she's in love with him and she's about to marry him. But she doesn't know him. Me knowing, I've done many counseling. I know you struggle with issues. I know you struggle with issues. I know Daniel struggles with issues. I know Mark struggles with sex. I know Phil struggles with... I know Jared struggles with issues. I know Jason struggles with issues and Christine. I know every one of you struggles with issues. How do I know that? And we get couples coming into us and say, you know, he doesn't struggle with anything. So what is your job at that moment in time? What is your job? Because here's what's going to happen. At the moment in time that she begins to recognize the knight in shining armor has a bunch of rust in his armor. And he's a couch potato most of the time. And he only played like he was not a couch potato to win her hand. And he put on the best face when he was dating her. And that's what you do in dating, right? You put on some kind of masquerade, put on your best face, and don't let anybody see your weaknesses when you're dating. Isn't that what you did? And that's a shame in the way that we're dating these days. And that's what the dating scenario many times does. People get in an artificial environment, and they put on their best faces, and then they're enamored by each other's looks and their cuteness, and then they don't get beyond the surface level. And they're surprised when they're married and he is a couch potato and he doesn't lead. And then they're coming to you for help and saying, this is not the guy I married. Well, who is he then? This is not the guy I married. What is that telling you? They weren't knowing one another. So what is your job at that point in counseling? What is your job? All right, before slowing them down, what is your job as you when you hear something like that? He doesn't have any weaknesses. Bust their bubble. Bust their bubble. And that it, I have to find out what they are to begin to pressure them to look beneath the surface. I can teach them about marriage principles. I can teach them about communication. I can teach them about budgeting. I can teach them about sex. But what all of those things are going to be not helpful if I do not get them to the point where the wife is willing to come alongside the husband and help him with his weaknesses, as opposed to being frustrated and irritated and put off by his weaknesses. She has got to come along and be his helper, because God has given her a husband that is weak in certain areas. And what does a helper do? Get mad and angry. God, you gave me that husband who's a couch potato. She needs to learn how to help him give a good account at the judgment seat of Christ in his weaknesses. He may be a great planner. Another husband may be a great planner, and he's a very well detailed organizer. That may be his strength. And his wife is more spontaneous and artsy. So the husband is an engineer type like me, okay? Very anal, retentive, and obsessive about things. Like organization and like planning and all of that. And the wife is more spontaneous and free-flowing and just artsy. What is the dynamic setting up there? What are you getting us? Even though the husband has strengths of planning, organization, administration, and the wife has creative aspects and more spontaneous, and those are strengths. Amen. Those are strengths, and the husbands are strengths as well. But what's going to happen when they get together? JJ, you're newlywed. Have you felt any of that tension yet? Have you guys felt any of that tension yet? You know your wife is different from you.
Oh, yeah.